Listening part two. Listen to three conversations and for questions 11 to 20, choose the correct answer A, B or C. You will hear each conversation twice. You have 2 minutes to read the questions for part two. Conversation 1. We'd better start planning our day now that we've got our tickets for United's game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think we should. I'd like to get to the stadium in good time so we can get some of the big match atmosphere before the game starts. Is that all right with you?
Not quite sure about that. I'd really like to spend some time around the town first. Let's get there early. Have a walk round and perhaps some lunch in town before we go to the stadium.
I'm okay with that, as long as we don't arrive at the stadium just minutes before the kick-off. We need time to find our seats. It's a cup game, so there'll be masses of people there. I hate rushing, but we're going by train, so at least we don't have to worry about parking.
No, that's okay. We can get to the ground in plenty of time. If we catch the early train, we can grab a coffee in town, have a walk round, and still have time for lunch before the match. The stadium is only 15 minutes' walk from the town centre. We could go to that new place in the High Street to eat, if you like.
Great! Fine by me. I've heard some good reports about it, so I think we'll try it out. It should be a good game. I just hope the weather doesn't spoil it. Have you seen the forecast for the weekend?
No, but I am taking a warm coat with me just in case. Remember last time we went? We both sat there freezing because you said the weather was going to be good.
Yeah, sorry about that, but this time we've better seats, so even if it rains, we should be dry. We'll also get a better view of the game, being higher up. It's going to be a great game, and we should have a fantastic day out. I'm really looking forward to seeing the new player they've signed from Juventus.
Me too. I hope he's worth all the money they paid for him. Now listen again. We'd better start planning our day now that we've got our tickets for United's game on Saturday.
Yeah, I think we should. I'd like to get to the stadium in good time so we can get some of the big match atmosphere before the game starts. Is that all right with you?
Not quite sure about that. I'd really like to spend some time around the town first. Let's get there early, have a walk round, and perhaps some lunch in town before we go to the stadium.
I'm okay with that, as long as we don't arrive at the stadium just minutes before the kick-off. We need time to find our seats. It's a cup game, so there'll be masses of people there. I hate rushing, but we're going by train, so at least we don't have to worry about parking.
No, that's okay. We can get to the ground in plenty of time. If we catch the early train, we can grab a coffee in town, have a walk round, and still have time for lunch before the match. The stadium is only 15 minutes' walk from the town centre. We could go to that new place in the High Street to eat, if you like.
Great! Fine by me. I've heard some good reports about it, so I think we'll try it out. It should be a good game. I just hope the weather doesn't spoil it. Have you seen the forecast for the weekend?
No, but I am taking a warm coat with me just in case. Remember last time we went? We both sat there freezing because you said the weather was going to be good.
Yeah, sorry about that, but this time we've better seats, so even if it rains, we should be dry. We'll also get a better view of the game, being higher up. It's going to be a great game, and we should have a fantastic day out. I'm really looking forward to seeing the new player they've signed from Juventus.
Me too. I hope he's worth all the money they paid for him. Conversation 2.
Good morning. Happy Days Play Centre. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book your party room for my son's birthday.
All right. Just let me get the diary. Now, what date were you thinking about?
Well, my son's birthday is on the 21st of next month, which falls on a Friday. So we're looking at Saturday the 22nd, morning or afternoon, depending on availability.
Right. Well, the afternoon's fully booked, but we have availability in the morning, so I just need a few details from you. How many children will be attending, their age, and if you want us to provide food and drinks? We also have a children's entertainer that we can book for you.
Right, OK. Well, Saturday morning would be good. And around 20 children and their parents are coming to the party. My son's going to be 8, so all the kids will all be around that age. Oh, and one of the children has a physical disability, and he's in a wheelchair. Is this a problem for you?
Not at all, sir. We have wheelchair access, and our staff have all been trained in this area, so there's no need to worry about that. What about food and drink? We can provide the usual type of things, sandwiches, cakes, sweets, etc.
Yes, I'd like you to provide all the food and drinks, and perhaps you could arrange for a birthday cake with James written on it. Don't worry about the entertainer. We'll do our own games for the children. Can you let me know how much it will be? Will you want a deposit or full payment before the day?
Have a look at our website, and if you decide to go ahead with the booking, sir, we will require a 10% deposit immediately, and then you can pay the final amount on the day of the party. We usually provide the birthday cake free of charge for customers, so we can arrange that for you. If you just give me your email address, sir, we'll let you know in the next couple of days.
That sounds good. Thank you. I'll wait to hear from you. Bye.
Now listen again.
Good morning. Happy Days Play Centre. Can I help you?
Yes. I'd like to book your party room for my son's birthday.
All right. Just let me get the diary. Now, what date were you thinking about?
Well, my son's birthday is on the 21st of next month, which falls on a Friday. So we're looking at Saturday the 22nd, morning or afternoon, depending on availability.
Right. Well, the afternoon's fully booked, but we have availability in the morning, so I just need a few details from you. How many children will be attending, their age, and if you want us to provide food and drinks. We also have a children's entertainer that we can book for you.
Right, OK. Well, Saturday morning would be good. And around 20 children and their parents are coming to the party. My son's going to be 8, so all the kids will all be around that age. Oh, and one of the children has a physical disability, and he's in a wheelchair. Is this a problem for you?
Not at all, sir. We have wheelchair access, and our staff have all been trained in this area, so there's no need to worry about that. What about food and drink? We can provide the usual type of things, sandwiches, cakes, sweets, etc.
Yes, I'd like you to provide all the food and drinks, and perhaps you could arrange for a birthday cake with James written on it. Don't worry about the entertainer. We'll do our own games for the children. Can you let me know how much it will be? Will you want a deposit or full payment before the day?
Have a look at our website, and if you decide to go ahead with the booking, sir, we will require a 10% deposit immediately, and then you can pay the final amount on the day of the party. We usually provide the birthday cake free of charge for customers, so we can arrange that for you. If you just give me your email address, sir, we'll let you know in the next couple of days.
That sounds good. Thank you. I'll wait to hear from you. Bye.
Conversation 3. Morning, Alex. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Hi, Mary. Yes, okay, I suppose. Just relaxed, really. Didn't do very much at all. How about you?
Well, my boyfriend and I went down to London for the weekend to see a show.
Wow, that sounds great. I've only been to London once. It must be 2 or 3 years ago now. What show did you see?
Well, we hadn't booked anything in advance, as it was a last-minute decision to go. We wanted to see The Phantom of the Opera, but it was fully booked, so we went to see Cats, the musical. But it was good, and we really enjoyed it. Plus, the tickets were a little cheaper as well.
Yeah, the important thing is that you enjoyed the show, whatever it was. I've never seen a London show. Did you have time to see some of the other sights of London? One of the places I've always wanted to go to is the Tower of London. Did you go there?
No, we just spent the rest of the weekend relaxing and doing some shopping. We've been to London quite a few times and seen most of the sights, like the Tower of London and Buckingham Palace. We did take a boat trip on the River Thames, which was good. It's surprising what you can see from the river.
Yes, it is. That's one of the things we did when I went with my wife. Only problem was, it was in the winter and it was freezing. It's definitely a thing to do in the summer.
Well, that's true. Better be going now. Maybe see you at lunchtime. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Now listen again. Morning, Alex. How are you? Did you have a good weekend?
Hi, Mary. Yes, okay, I suppose. Just relaxed, really. Didn't do very much at all. How about you?
Well, my boyfriend and I went down to London for the weekend to see a show.
Wow, that sounds great. I've only been to London once. It must be 2 or 3 years ago now. What show did you see?
Well, we hadn't booked anything in advance, as it was a last-minute decision to go. We wanted to see The Phantom of the Opera, but it was fully booked, so we went to see Cats, the musical. But it was good, and we really enjoyed it. Plus, the tickets were a little cheaper as well.
Yeah, the important thing is that you enjoyed the show, whatever it was. I've never seen a London show. Did you have time to see some of the other sights of London? One of the places I've always wanted to go to is the Tower of London. Did you go there?
No, we just spent the rest of the weekend relaxing and doing some shopping. We've been to London quite a few times and seen most of the sights, like the Tower of London and Buckingham Palace. We did take a boat trip on the River Thames, which was good. It's surprising what you can see from the river.
Yes, it is. That's one of the things we did when I went with my wife. Only problem was, it was in the winter and it was freezing. It's definitely a thing to do in the summer.
Well, that's true. Better be going now. Maybe see you at lunchtime. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That is the end of the listening test. Do not forget to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the examination. You will not be given extra time to do this. You may now continue with the rest of the exam.